It would be preferable if the Gardaí had a cadaver dog. That is what the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, said on RTÉ's This Week programme when he was asked about the length of time it took the Gardaí to find the body of Tina Satchwell, whose husband was convicted of her murder and sentenced to life in prison last week. When Fern, the cadaver dog, on loan from the north, went into the Satchwell home in Cork, she immediately went to the site where Tina's body was eventually found. Jim O'Callaghan also said that there is only one trained cadaver dog on the island and that the animals only had a limited work life of around 3 years and that they had to go through a difficult training process. Well, let's talk now to one man who trains them. Ralph O'Connor from the Search and Rescue Dog Association Ireland North is on the line. Ralph, you're very welcome. Is there only one trained cadaver dog on the island?
Morning, Audrey.
Morning.
In terms of Search and Rescue Dog Association Ireland North, we have four trained cadaver dogs who are nationally qualified, and we've been doing this work for the last 40 years since 78 as a voluntary charity who specialise in missing persons. As you know, our work started around mountain rescue, and we have trailing dogs that are scent specific. We have urban search and rescue dogs, and in the north here with a specific MOU that work exclusively with the fire service. And then within the cadaver section itself, we have a specific trained dog, which it takes longer to train, which is a drowned victim search dog, which helps to locate drowned victims in water courses. And that dog sits at the bow of the boat and identifies the cadaver source from the boat and helps then dive teams to locate a victim in water.
So just to be clear, there are four specialist trained cadaver dogs.
That's correct, okay. Within our organisation, and would be available here in the north through the PSNI. And as I say, under the Northern Ireland Search and Rescue, which is obviously coordinated by Department of Justice, we support missing person searches with the PSNI and have used those dogs numerous times over the years.
And do they have a work life of in and around 3 years?
That I'm not too sure where that information came from, or most of our search dogs would have a very active work life up until the age of anywhere between 8 and 10 years of age. And that comes down to the abilities of the dog, the fitness of the dog and their ability of their limbs and so forth. You know, as dogs can get injured and so forth. But certainly wouldn't be 3 years, wouldn't be a number that we would working towards. It would be much, much, much bigger than that, you know.
Would you describe the training process as difficult?
Yeah, I mean, training a cadaver search dog is arduous, but like all training methods, in terms of ourselves as a charity, we're all volunteers, so we have full-time jobs. So we would take, on average, about a year to train a cadaver search dog to present it to our national body for a qualification. But if I was doing this full-time as an occupation, you would expect to have a cadaver dog trained roughly between 20 to 22 weeks. Because you're able to commit all that time to do more intense training. So on the laws of average, for us, it's about a year.
And what's involved in the training, Ralph?
Well, for us especially, we want to imprint a cadaver scent with the dog. So it's not live people, it's obviously deceased people. So we're using specifically human blood and archaeological bone, which we have a license to use. And our job is to imprint that scent source on the dog. So through operant conditioning and fun and a reward-based system, then we're using that dog to search various locations and terrains and buildings and outside buildings and fields and all of that to get the dog really used to all those geographical spaces that would be used to find a cadaver scent.
And are there any breeds more suitable to being trained, or are they all fairly accessible to training?
Oh, no, they're all fairly accessible. Obviously, we want a dog that's got a high play drive or prey drive. And typical breeds like Collies, Labs, Springers, Sprockers, Shepherds, German Malinois, or Belgian Malinois, they would be your typical breeds. But, I mean, all dogs would have the ability if they've got that high drive. And as an organisation, we have lots of different breeds in our organisation that do all these various search roles with their dogs, you know.
There's no cadaver dog in the Republic specifically, but would you say that four specialist trained cadaver dogs, which there are on the island, is that sufficient, would you say, for an island of a population of ours?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, there's always work to be done in terms of having resilience for search and rescue. Obviously, There's various aspects within that where there's always a need for more. And in fact, we've worked for the last 20, 30 years all over the island of Ireland for various historical missing person searches. So I would suspect we would need far greater numbers than that. But as an organisation, we're always available to work with whatever police force and whatever organisation calls and requires our assistance. We're more than happy to help.
Well, it's great to talk to you this morning. Thank you. Brilliant. Ralph O'Connor from the Search and Rescue Dog Association Ireland North. It's 8:54.